Chinese President Xi Jinping surprised the world yesterday with this announcement at the United Nations General Assembly.
China will step up support for other developing countries in developing green and low-carbon energy and will not build new coal-fired power projects abroad.
Xi didn't offer much detail beyond that, but this is a major shift for China because it is the world's biggest coal producer and the largest investor in coal plants around the world. Cecilia Springer is a senior researcher with the Global China Initiative at Boston University. Cecilia, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Good to have you. And that announcement from President Xi was big news. How did it strike you?
I was very happy to hear this news. It's been a long time coming. I think it's especially notable that it came straight from China's top leader and with such fanfare. China had been moving away from coal quietly in some places, but this really brings their commitment to the forefront, and it's going to have major implications for the clean energy transition around the world.
Some of the context here is that China, for years, had helped build or finance these coal plants all around the world. It's been part of what's known as their Belt and Road Initiative. So just give us a sense of the scale, if you could, how expansive the investment in coal abroad has been, and where's most of that money going?
Sure. So China has been providing finance and investment for coal-fired power plants in many, many countries around the world. And in fact, while it's involved in many different energy types, coal is receiving about 40% of the total capacity that China is supporting overseas. And most of this is concentrated in South Asia, Southeast Asia, although other regions like Africa are also seeing support for Chinese coal projects.
And if she actually makes good on this promise, how big of an impact would it have on slowing down climate change?
So China has a big pipeline of coal plants in these countries and regions. And if those plants that are already planned aren't built, this could avoid something on the level of gigatons of carbon dioxide emissions, which is more than most countries emit in a year. And I think the devil will really be in the details. In his announcement, President Xi said they won't build new coal plants. You heard him say "Xinjian." And I think it really matters what new means and what build means, because China is both providing finance for these plants as well as construction services and equipment. And those are all happening at different scales.
I'm trying to understand still why China would be willing to do this, to make this announcement, because I think that part of the reason they've built these coal plants over the years is to develop some sort of diplomatic or political sway in these countries and to create power. So what do they stand to lose in these places where they'd be building these plants?
I think that there is not a lot to lose on coal right now around the world. I think the sun is setting on coal-fired power generation, and it's increasingly becoming a risky investment, no matter who is making that investment. And China was really the last major country supporting overseas coal. So I think that China really only stands to gain, especially if it's moving that support from coal to renewable energy in these countries. These are countries where there's major growing demand for energy and electricity, and not having coal means that that energy is going to have to come from somewhere. And China is really well poised to replace coal finance with support for renewable energy.
What President Xi did not mention was coal plants at home, which they're still building, right? So how big of a deal is this if construction of coal plants still continues domestically?
Yes, I think the major issue here is that this is a global climate problem, and what China is doing at home will still affect the entire world. And China does have a huge pipeline of coal-fired power plants at home. And I think China has a very ambitious pledge for the Paris Agreement on climate change, which is to be carbon neutral by 2060 and to peak their CO2 emissions before 2030. And to do that, they're absolutely going to have to cut down this pipeline that they have at home.
Cecilia Springer is a senior researcher with the Global China Initiative at Boston University. Thank you very much.
Thank you.